from Two Tango Mobile. W2T, you around, Tom?
W2T in 0TR.
On, went and took you a nap.
Oh, I just went down the hall and put some medicine on my lip and getting ready to go out and check on the chickens. Sitting here watching Bat Masterson. What are you up to? It's in 0TR.
Well, I just left the Publix where I spent $90 for groceries, and all because I had some staples in there that I had to fill up, get on, everything. Listening to music here on the radio on Sirius XM, 60s Gold, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I dig rock and roll music. Remember that song?
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the Sirius. Well, Publix is a great store, but I find them to be considerably pricier than Aldi's, put it that way. But it depends on location. If you're closer to the Publix, I'm sure it's handier and more economically feasible than going other places. It's like Ingles. They're a wonderful store, but they're a little bit higher, but they got everything, so we like all of them.
Between Food Lion and Publix, because Publix is, they're both, you know, six, one half dozen the other for them. Aldi's is a good bit further away from me because it's out on Highway 29, which is, gets me into all of that nasty traffic. And this is just up off of 290 at the corner of 290 and Reedville Road for Publix, so I can be there in 15 minutes. And, you know, and I don't have to fight all that heavy traffic and things like that. So, and it costs a little bit more, but I mean, only time I end up with a big thing is if I'm having to restock some items that are, you know, essentials that you usually keep around all the time and occasionally run out of.
Still in Publix, and I love those spicy wings, but, oh, I've been paying for the, eating too many tacos yesterday. I ate two. And when Bernice makes a taco, it's a doozy. But, had that. And then she makes a thing that my mom used to make in the old days. And it's, she lines a bowl with mashed potatoes and then, right, and then puts cream corn in the center of it. Oh, I love that stuff. And I ate too much, so I paid for a little bit today. Well, there's up to 8 mile an hour gusts now, and it says it feels like 33, but it's 41 out there. And I gotta go feed the dead burn birds and collect the eggs.
That's what you got them for, so you could collect the eggs. And it says it's 39 degrees over here where I am, and shows a snowflake after the temperature on my dashboard. So. Oh, but I'm not catching a lot of the wind over here. I'm looking around and don't see a whole lot, you know. But, you know, there is some out there, I can tell. And there are flags over here in front of Keurig that are blowing a little bit, but they're not standing straight out or anything like that. So, oh, but I'm going to be home soon, get things unloaded, get back in the house. And I don't have to leave the house again until, well, I do got to go back out again because I got to go back out about 6:30 because I got choir rehearsal at 7 o'clock tonight. So, oh, one more time out into the cold tonight.
That sounds cold. Yeah, the daughter was wanting us to meet her down at a donut shop on Sunday, and I told him, no way. It's supposed to be down around single digits on Sunday, and she was wanting to celebrate my birthday coming up, and my grandson's birthday's the day before mine, and then they're going to take him to one of these root and toot places for kids with the video games and that, and just wanted to know if I wanted to go, and I said, no, I don't think so. The decibel level's a little bit too high for old people's.
What you mean? I know what you mean. And going on. I want to call you on the phone after I get home because I got a question for you. Somebody I was talking to today, telling them about things, and they suggested a couple of things to me to suggest to you. So anyway, and awesome. It's 39 degrees over here where I am, and like I said, and as long as you're in the sun, it's not too bad. But when you get into these shady spots on the road, it cools down in a hurry.
Well, make it a little bit after 3 would be good, because I got to get dressed out to go outside and go out there and take care of the birds, and then I'll be back in and give me a holler then after you get home and get unloading. My buddy, an old Navy squadron buddy, sent me a picture of his backyard a while ago. I don't know how many deer he had out in his backyard, but it must have been 10 or 15. And he lives up in Missouri. They feed him. And I said, not for me, because I don't care to eat him. But it was a pretty picture anyways. Anyways, I'll talk to you after a while. And good to hear you. W2T and 0TR.
All right, I'll give you a call a little while and talk to you, because I've got to unload and check groceries and all that other stuff. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, still mobile.
W2T, W4DJW. Hey, Rusty.
I see you're still trying to recruit somebody to call the net on Friday nights, huh?
Yes, sir. That's why I was calling you. Just reminding you that the new year's here.
Well, I haven't forgotten. It's still on my list of things to get back in touch with you about. And I heard it when you activated the announcements this morning and heard the announcement. I was sitting in front of the radio and listening to it. So I haven't forgotten, Dave. Like I said, I'll get back to you soon. And probably get back into doing it, because I remember I used to do it every week and then sometimes twice a week.
Well, you'd be good at it, or you are good at it. You wouldn't have to brush up. You've already got your own methodologies, so you would be an easy recruit. That's why I'm pinging you.
Yeah, I just have to learn y'all's new software that you've got and get it loaded on my machine and get things set up, and also set up to do take the readings off of the internet type thing. So anyway, well, let me go. I'm gonna talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T.
All right, Rusty, have a good one. W2T, W4DJW, clear.